live host, R.W. Estella, is calling in with a word in Edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. We are a week away from what once was the ancient Celtic holiday of Samhain, which over time became adjusted into All Hallows' Eve, and then later into what we know as Halloween, with its youthful battle cry of trick or treat. We are a week and a day away from a national reckoning of who will be our next president, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Because of the current nature of our political system, anyone else at the moment certainly does not have a chance. Many of us are wondering how things managed to get to this point, where so much of the voting constituency is satisfied with neither candidate. An old saw goes, we get the government we deserve, and by extension, given that the government is led by diverse and sundry political officials who have been elected, another saw might go, we get the candidates we deserve. Yet more than a few of America's eligible voters cry in protest, but I'm not getting the candidate I deserve. I worked hard to support Bernie's bid for the White House, some of them say. Or others remonstrate, I've always been a dedicated supporter of Ralph Nader, who is really into protecting citizens' rights. This past Friday, during the off-and-on rain showers, most welcome this time of drought in Maine, I was running errands in Bangor and decided I would head over to the Brewer's side of the Penobscot River and from there poke around somewhat southeasterly to the Sejunkadunk stream to see in these days of drought what was flowing of it. Short answer was, next to the Brookside Grill or at another locale, next to Bob's Cozy Corner store, not much. A brook bed with polished stones covered only by wet fallen leaves was all that was there. Further down the Brewer Lake Road, however, in the marshland surrounding Fields Pond and Brewer Lake, a bridge crossed the Sejunkadunk stream, which flowed in a meandering fashion, like a docile serpent winding through the tawny marsh grasses. I pulled my truck over to the widened shoulder and walked over to the stand on the bridge and get a better look at the flow of the stream, as my real motive was to do enough reconnaissance to comfortably decide whether to enter the annual muskrat scramble to be held on this section of the Sejunkadunk the next day. The water was moving along all right and appeared to have some depth, but when I looked closely, I saw lots of reedy material and mushy-looking moss and algae was swaying to and back and fro and just below the surface. Images of every paddle stroke bringing up a clump of green gunk drifted through my mind as I envisioned what the next day's muskrat scramble might turn out to be. So I got back into my truck and mulled this over while returning north to Orono. Soon other considerations intervened. I thought about all the other plans I had also made for the upcoming 2 days of the weekend. I thought about all the student papers waiting for me back at home, assignments waiting to be read and awarded grades. And I thought about one class in which we were currently discussing Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley's Frankenstein and the student's amazement that she had only been 18 years young when she wrote her masterpiece in 1818 and that she had only been 16 years young when she and Percy Shelley had gone on a tour of Europe together. And these thoughts brought in the most obvious major element of Mary Shelley's novel, the character of the monster, which in turn had me thinking of this year's presidential election. But we'll have to remain in suspense about that one until the next edition of A Word in Edgewise. From Orono, Maine, have a great week.
I walk the world.